Last official occupation, Mary Jo Lumsden. First name is Mary Jo. M-A-R-Y, Mary. Middle name is Jo, J-O. Last name is Lumsden. L as in Larry, U, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, D as in Dallas, E, N as in Nancy, Lumsden. L-U-M-S-B-E-N. First name is Mary Jo, M-A-R-Y. Middle name is Jo, J-O. Lumsden, L-U-M-S-D-E-N. Date of birth is May 10, 1965. Date of service, March 18, 2024. Procedure, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy. Biopsy. Reference physician is Dr. Kimberly, K-K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Kimberly, last name is K-K-A-Y-E, K-A-Y-E. Reference physician, Dr. Kimberly K. Procedure, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy. Biopsy. Indication, history of tubular adenoma with low-grade dysplasia, removed at upper endoscopy at an outside center last year. Upper endoscopy has been performed for surveillance period. Abdominal pain period, diarrhea period. Description available to you. What are the findings? Mild non-specific patchy erythema in the anterior of the stomach, comma, biopsy of the pain period. Irregular gastrointestinal biopsy is operated for short and barrel stop. This is another kind of mark. Another kind of mark. Third question, do you have to go to check celiac disease as the cause of a diarrhea period? Kind of mark in body of the stomach to check whether the back friction on the anterior of the stomach in view of the patchy erythema period. Back to the print from distal esophagus, check for short from barrel esophagus period. New paragraph impression, irregular G-dash line, period patch erythema in the gastric antrum, mild period, other than the marcoponoscopy period, no next number, no evidence of residual slash recurrent polyp in the entire length of the duodenum examined. Next paragraph, plan to be pathology data board on Saturday by November. Follow-up upper endoscopy after 1 year for adenoma surveillance in the duodenum. End of dictation. This is for Mary. Hi, Mary. Doing all right? Good, good. Sure thing. Back in a second. Tonight, how are you? How are you? Doing all right? Good, good. So there is in the esophagus. There is a little narrowing there. That's probably where the food is getting stuck. So we put a little balloon in and stretch it open. Not all the way to normal, but stretch open quite a bit. So you should probably definitely feel some improvement when you eat. You should probably feel some improvement. Improvement, meaning it should start feeling. Yeah. It should start feeling better. But I'll give you a pill that you take before breakfast and before dinner. That will keep it from closing down again. But the cause of that could be inflammation in the lining of the food pipe. So I took some biopsies to check to see why you have that inflammation.
Okay.
So the inflammation is throughout the length of the esophagus. So the whole esophagus is narrower than it should.
Okay.
So this has been going on for years. It's not something that happened here.
Okay.
So it might need a few more sessions of more stretching.
Okay.
It might need pills for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk about it when you come back to the office, depending on the biopsy results.
Okay.
But the most important thing right now is to make sure you get this before breakfast and before dinner.
Okay. Are they really thick pills? Just because that was one of the things, like, when I would take a pill.
Yeah, it would start on. There are capsules. I don't know if you're able to take them, open them. The one that's, just check them out. If they're too big, then, I mean, the stretch is open enough for this to go through. So it shouldn't get stuck there. But we can, the powder version is not usually covered by the, by most insurance plans. It's much, the powder might be quite expensive. Yeah. I'm thinking whether this would, it should, after the stretching, it should go down. Let me see if the powder version is covered.
Okay.
Then we'll call it into your pharmacy.
Okay.
And then see if that makes a difference. All right?
Okay. All right.
And then I'll check after
that. When I was eating a little bit, it would get kind of...
Yeah. All that is because of that. So... we'll know when the biopsies come back. Yeah. But when I get back to the office today, latest by tomorrow, I'll ask my staff to run it by your insurance and see if that liquid or the powder version is covered. If it is covered, we'll send it to a specialty pharmacy, and they will deliver to your house in a couple of days.
Okay.
All right then. Thank you. Welcome. Yes. Hey. So no polyp there. It didn't come back, the one that we saw last time. So nothing really abnormal or scary looking. So it took a lot of biopsies to check on a few things that we talked about.
Right.
When you come back to the office, we'll go over those.
Okay.
All right?
The customer in Atlanta, Dr. Coffin, said, do I follow up in the office or what?
You can do, I think you have a tele appointment.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go to the biopsies and see what's happening and go from there.
Okay, and do I get to talk to you?
Yeah, when you, you'll talk to the nurse practitioner to start with.
Right.
And if you need to talk with me, just let her know you want to talk to me. I'm always there in the background. Yeah, so. Yeah, I took some biopsies to check for that also, to see if there's anything in the intestines to cause the area.
Right. And losing my gallbladder, I know they had new digestive enzymes.
Yeah.
ETI.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have them. You know, I don't know if there's a...
Did you try? Yes, we have a stool test. Did you try? Did they help you, the digestive enzymes?
They did help. Did it help? But they gave me some kind of discount or free protocol for purchasing.
Okay.
And it seemed to help. I would take it with each meal.
Yes.
But I don't know if the acid reflux is new. I got a really bad.
Nothing major, nothing big enough to worry about or needing surgery or anything.
Right.
So let's wait for the biopsies to come back before making any move.
Okay.
No. Nothing. We're good.
She said they just did biopsies then.
They just did biopsies, yeah. So we'll see you back then. Thank you. Welcome. Pleasure then. Bye-bye. Atenolol. Super. Amelia Wallace. a Barrett's screen, right?
You were married.
Did you say many times? Oops, sorry. I usually do. So the next patient is here. The double. Cynthia. Okay. Open. Good. The upper cancel, huh? No show? Okay. The last one, yes. They have, yeah. Sorry. Open, close. Open, yeah. Okay. Open, close. open. Yeah. Open. Close. Okay. And some more for the same bottle. Open. Close. Open. Close. You take it. Get it. Snare it next. Not yet, I'll tell you. Just say. Open. Drop it. Open. Open. Close. Cut. No. Open. Open. Close. Take that. Take it, yeah. Fundus. Fundus polyps, next bottle. We'll have the snare back for. Not yet? Just one or multiple? You can take it. Next bottle is polyp's body. Yeah. Open. Open. Close. Take it. Polyp's body. Get the snare back for the next bottle. Did you get the body polyps?